Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. We have with us today Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We're definitely officially into fall. And speaking of fall, that's going to be kind of our topic for the day, how to prevent a fall. There's nothing we can do about the weather, but we can keep from face planting, right?
No, you're right. And the fall weather is slowly, I think, starting to show up. I feel like it's a little late getting here this year, but it is never not a good time to talk about fall prevention. And more than 1 in 4 older adults report falling each year, which results in about 37 million falls. And according to the CDC, in 2020, the last time they pulled the data, 136,832 falls were reported in Kansas. That's just reported, which is about 30% of older adults. And Kansas, unfortunately, is ranked 17th with the highest rate and has 463 falls reported ending with death. You know, falls can be serious injuries such as broken bones or head or brain injury, but falls are not a normal part of aging, but they can be prevented. So some steps that we can all take to prevent falling and stay independent longer, which is what we all want to do, is first start with strength training and balance exercises. These are so important to include activities that help you improve your balance and make your legs stronger. These can be done at home, community center, or even a workout facility or a gym. Also remember to tell your doctor if you have fallen or if you feel unsteady when you're standing or walking, or even if you're afraid you might fall. That's a great conversation. But the next time you're in your doctor's office, just mention it to them so it's in your notes, and they might have some tips or tricks too that can help you. Also, you'll want to consider wearing proper shoes. Of course, visit with your doctor to make sure you're wearing the correct shoes with the correct amount of traction underneath. You may want to purchase also a pair of house shoes. I know we tend to maybe wear house slippers or a pair of sandals or something that's probably not appropriate for our feet. But, you know, make sure you might want to, if you're able to, get a pair of shoes just that you wear on the inside of the house. Also, you want to maybe visit with your doctor and pharmacist about the medications that you're currently taking if you haven't done so in a while. Maybe you make that a yearly appointment when you're in there every year to your doctor and ask them or your pharmacist to review the medicines you take. So as we know, some medicines might make us dizzy or sleepy, which of course can increase our risk of falling. It's also a good idea to get an annual eye exam and update your glasses as needed. Make your home safer by removing, of course, those throw rugs that are really cute, probably in front of the door. Get rid of maybe the extra cords that you have laying around. That's a major trip hazard. And unneeded clutter on the floor to make sure you can move around easily in your home. And, of course, stay active. That's so important. Get up and get moving every day. Sometimes I know in the morning we kind of are stiffer. But, you know, the longer we move around, the better we feel. It's always a good idea to talk to your doctor about health conditions. Also, in regards to like depression, osteoporosis, or hypertension, then it can increase our risk for falling. It might be also a good idea to have extra lighting installed or brighter light bulbs. You know, sometimes our houses have maybe dimmer light bulbs and maybe not the appropriate lighting that we need. You might also consider installing grab bars in the bathrooms, maybe next to your toilet, inside your shower, or in outside so you can help get in and out easier. And also, if you have stairs, you'll want to make sure you have handrails installed on both sides of the stairs so you can hang on to those for extra support as you go up and down the stairs. So for any other additional information on fall prevention, always feel free to reach out to me. I'm in the Frontier Extension District office at 785-828-4438.
All solid advice. Thank you. I know, like you said, about falling not being a normal part of aging, it's just kind of gotten in our head, oh, well, when we get older, we fall down a lot or we do this. But you've made it pretty plain that we don't have to do that. We don't have to expect it. So thank you for that. We will be talking to you again next time and looking forward to hearing what you've got to tell us about. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.